Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, I got to say congratulations. Five straight AFC championship games. And I know that's not the ultimate goal for you guys, but it's a heck of a feat, heck of an accomplishment. Your program's rolling right now.
Well, it feels good to be playing this week, no doubt about it. There's only four teams standing, and we're proud to be one of them.
Offensive line, another starting combination. You guys played well. Brady was unscathed. You moved the football. You threw it at will. Is it just the fact that Sebastian Vollmer is back on that left side, and that just helps solidify one side, and you can kind of slide some guys the other way?
Well, you know, really, everybody did a good job. It was they have a really good front with their edge guys, and then inside, you know, especially with Poe, and they're very dynamic inside as well. Thought Marcus Cannon did a great job, had a great game, and you know, Shaq played right guard instead of the left guard he's been playing all year, and Josh and Sebastian were on the left side. So we just kind of evolved into that during the week, and everybody kind of got comfortable with it, and you know, it went well in the game. So you're right, it was another combination, but it was a very efficient one, and it seemed like everybody really worked well together. You know, and all five guys saw the game as one.
Hear a lot of your players already talking about that November game, how much you'll learn from playing out in Denver, the type of opponent. Well, it's Manning this time, not Osweiler. Offensively, do you kind of have to throw the November game plan or that film out when you try and get ready for Peyton Manning?
Not at all. I mean, you know, the run game certainly isn't going to change.
Sure.
And I think there are a lot of elements of the passing game, the play action game that goes with the running game and so forth. There's some differences, but, you know, we can learn a lot from what happened out there, and hopefully we can, as a total team, just overall, you know, play better, coach better.
You guys have had over 100 practices, walkthroughs, the OTAs, the meetings. Is this what it's all about when it comes down to this, to play for the right to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is what all starts, you know, from the day after the season. Last year, all through the spring, all the workouts, all the OTAs, training camp, all
draft.
The meetings, draft, I mean, putting the team together, all the work we've done together as a team, all the adjustments and changes and challenges that we had to meet through the course of the year, all to get to this point. And, you know, we know we're playing the best team we played all year. And we're going to have to play our best game, and you know, it's the way it should be. You're playing for a championship. So, you know, we're excited to be there, and we know it's a big challenge ahead of us.
Good stuff right there. Time now for the A's Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Rich in Hyannis. Nice little airport down there.
It is nice.
He wants to know what the fine line is between excitement for big games and being disciplined, and you've been in a lot of them.
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's the point you want to get your team to every single week. You want to just be right on that edge of great energy, excitement, enthusiasm, but not over the line where the execution starts to suffer and, you know, you make mistakes. So I think really the more excited you are and the more into, more energy you have for the game, probably the better you play and the more alert you are. But we try to get to that point. But you're right, once you kind of tip the scale a little too far, then it can work against you. So that's the perfect edge that, you know, every coach and every player wants to be at come game time.
All right, great answer. You'll be back with me later in the show. Bellastrator, what are we going to look at?
We got to look at that run game. Denver.
All right, sounds good, Coach.